Te marama puoro waiata Māori. It's Māori Music Month.
The man. Promote your community events free of charge. Complete the community notices form on planetaudio.org.nz.
I love Auckland.
I love Auckland.
I love Auckland.
I do like Auckland.
I love Auckland.
I love Auckland.
Good weather, good people, and I like it.
Loving Auckland. Our diversity. planetaudio.org.nz.
And I thank my lucky star.
I'm Stephen Fry. The great Oscar Wilde once said, "The only sin is stupidity." That is why it is imperative that we stay as informed as possible. An excellent way to do this is to listen to This Way Out, the international radio program for all our sexually diverse communities.
Coming to you here on Planet FM 104.6 at 10 minutes to midday every Saturday.
You're listening to 104.6 Planet FM, the Access Community radio station where there's something for everyone. Music, news and views in more than 30 different languages. Check out our website, planetaudio.org.nz, to listen to your favourite programmes on demand and to learn more about Planet FM in the About section. Now it's something for our Ghanaian community. It's time for Radio Akwaaba, which is on air at 6:15.
To be a soul sister. Soul is a charitable trust dedicated to replacing prejudice and discrimination with respect and empowerment, especially towards young women. If you want to build confidence, meet like-minded girls, and get involved with inspiring projects. Why not check out your local soul circle? Once a month, a group of young women get together to create big things. Got a message you want to spread? A goal you want to achieve? If you can dream it, you can do it. The Soul Circle is for girls aged between 18 and 21. If you or someone you know sounds set to be a soul sister, go to www.soul.kiwi, where you can find out more and register. It's www.soul.kiwi. You go, girl.
Reset on the radio.
Join us for an hour of perspectives and stories from resettled communities.
We'll bring current affairs, conversation, interview, music and more.
Resettled Radio live on Planet FM 104.6 every Saturday 10 to 5.
Proudly brought to you by the Auckland Refugee Community Coalition.
Listen anytime on planetaudio.org.nz/resettledradio.
Understand, I just had to go back to the eye. sunset down.
Sit and watch the sunset down. Well, I hope you understand. I just had to go back to the island. We're on. No down in my soul, I'm really gonna miss you. But it has to end this way, with all the game we play. Well, I hope you understand, I just have to go back to the island. And watch the sun.
A man walk down
before you call him a man. How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend.
Oh, dummy, don't see us in my brother. Oh, baby girl, you know you got the juice, you got the fire. Cause one man's meat is another man's poison. To all the people who are doing me wrong, oh, oh, they led me straight to you.
Mirasi.
I wonder if you, you think say I go leave you. Shut up.
Give up on my girls for your love. Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, let me do it to you. Sing me, Jimmy. Oh, baby girl, I need a friend. Me, you're tall again. Me, you're tall again. Like, me need a sword. Me need a sword. Nobody but you. You, 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 you. Da, 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 da. I wonder if you, you think so.
For your love, yes, Lord. See, I go fight for your love. I go go all for your love. I go give up on my girls for your love. Yes, Lord.
Your movie was seeing Mustabuko Jasso, what's a new year? Phone or so, but the flights, Modus, what's 2 years? Ah, Na me ka se ye time aso. Ye be fly go to back up a squash ano. Na me tea say ye se woofy will crash ano. Sebe da so ting quim cry a Christ ando. Ah, me sponsor out St. John's grammar. Wo first phone ye si ka ne wo se me different grammar. Ye si huampu, si ka da ima me ye poetry. Anka be dim se ma hammer.
O da si yon pe mi pyo. Me day. I give you my heart and all, but you play me for a fool. Why am I? Or die am I? Why am I your jam? Why am I? Or die am I? Why am I your jam? I gave you all my heart, oh. But you showed me, say, some girls are dangerous. I gave you all my soul, but you showed me, say, some girls are dangerous.
Obi aye me yaba mani call me square say. Wusu wo yada me wo frame me sex way. She nye wusu wo da super with X-ray. Me soft way ni ball me so what's in on a less spray. Hey, me na fu fu ma me nyaso. Wuhu daily reports da me naso. Yeah, yeah, me yana so ma me so fu aso. When bra wo ni bi me na me money bi kwa kwa aso be rati.
Otasi yonpe mi pyo. Ah. Waya ya ya dia man na shimi yote. I give you my heart and all, but you play me for a fool. Why am I, or die am I? Why am I your jam? Why am I, or die am I? Why am I your jam? I gave you all my heart, oh. But you show me, say, some girls are dangerous. I gave you all my soul, but you show me, say, some girls.
Praya tente, praya dietia, praya hodeho, kate yada, praya dada.
Radio Club 104.6 FM. Okay, Samuel Kwakubo, thanks for joining us on Facebook. This is Radio Kwaba 104.6, sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand. It's another wonderful Tuesday again. Shouting out to all our wonderful listeners, those who are watching us from Ghana, from the US, Australia, South Africa, New Zealand, all over the place. Thanks for joining us on Facebook. This is Radio Kwaba 104.6, sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand. Radio Kwaba 104.6, sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand. About 104.6, sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand. So most of you who have joined us on Facebook, this program is sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand. So we just want to take this opportunity to shout out to the sponsors and the leadership of the Ghana Association of New Zealand. Frank and your team, thank you for making this program possible, and all the our wives at home, Kwasi, Ima, and myself, our family, for allowing us to regularly come here and to share our opinion and to share our views. And before I go ahead, I think somebody gave me this message last week. He says, I've noticed that whenever you guys feel like the government is struggling, you come and then you have to you repackage the problem of the government and make it look so nice. and my response was that if we have the capacity to make a problem look so bad, then I think the government should be paying us instead of the Minister of Communication. But anyway, that is us. So Ima is in the studio here, Kwasi is in the studio. I'm in the studio as well, and we are here to discuss some of the trending issues. It looks like we run out of a bit of time, but what I'll do is I'll just quickly go to Ima and Kwasi as well. So the first topic I wanted to quickly clear from there. So there's a local government election running going on in New Zealand. So the issue now is how many of us are aware of what is happening? And it happens that normally when these kind of elections are taking place, the African community, we don't seem to get involved. We don't seem to be interested in these kind of things. And I think it's about time that we really want our people to get involved. And I think it's a bit sad that because when you look at the posters around, you see the Indian faces, you see the Chinese, you see the different faces, the Pacific Islander. But unfortunately, you don't see the black community, you know, among those who are running for election. So it's very unfortunate, but I think it's about time that our African community needs to get involved. But we need to get involved from the grassroots, which is the local government elections, and like the the counselors, the all those selections that are happening at the moment. So please, those of you, those African communities, so please, we would like to encourage us all to be involved. Take opportunity, look at those who are contesting, and see who has a view that actually represent you as an African, and that has got a view that represent you as an individual. And let's get involved, because if you don't do that, unfortunately, it's not going to go well for us as Africans. So, but I'm hoping and I'm praying that the next election, we are going to have some Africans that are coming in there. So I'll come to Ima, just give us your quick view of what is happening in terms of the local government election at the moment. So, Ima.
Yeah, I think that... For this one, I think we better for us to speak English.
Yes.
We are talking to our own community in New Zealand.
I think to start with, we just want to say that perhaps we may have put the cart before the horse. I don't know if that's good English, but it looks like the horse bolted and we are now closing the stable. I think we probably should have talked about this a long time ago, before when the nomination of candidates came up. I remember one of the things I've spoke about is that if you look at the current government's concern about well-being, one of the areas they look at to determine people's well-being is civic participation and engagement, which includes the number of ethnic communities that are actively participating in politics in the country. Now, what we are seeing is that for us as Africans, we are not really putting our hands up for these positions. There could be many reasons to that. I don't know them. It could be that, one, we are not interested. Two, we don't feel belong. Three, we think we are just here for a moment. We are going back home. And so there's no point for us to get ourselves involved in that process. I strongly believe and suggest that we need to really consider that. As a people, we need to identify those among us who are key and keen, and who represent us and do great for us. Because again, you need these people to speak for us. We are a group of people who are numbers. We think we are too small, and so the government does not really consider us in most of the decisions that are made about us. We don't really get to sit on tables that matter. We just get told things that are meant for us. These are some of the ways we have to put our hands up and begin to show that, yes, we live here, we are here to stay, and we are here to influence society, whichever way possible. And I say this to mean that people among us who are citizens, who have been here for long, and those who have not been here for long but are citizens, it would be good for us to identify some of these people and nurture them and support them. Because again, if you look at West Auckland, for example, there's a big African community here. And I'm aware that Montrose Kill as well.
Yes, Montrose has got a very massive African community.
Absolutely. So we need to identify people in these areas and nurture them and support them. So, Mr. President, if you're listening to me, this is a challenge to you and the big ones around who have been here for long. Let's identify someone and put a person up. And let's all support them, rally behind them. Because imagine if you get yourself into trouble and you want someone to write a letter for you as a counselor, or as a local board, whatever. That can be weighty. It can support you, whatever you're doing. And we need these people. So I think there's a challenge to all of us. We need to begin to identify people and support and nurture them. So it would be good for us to, I think this may not be the good place to talk about these things, but within our associations, so our COFI, Ghana Association, Nigerian Association, let's identify people within us and support them. If we can begin to get even one person, that would be good. That will be good, and that will be helpful. Our faces need to be represented. I think it's not a good time, but there's always a good time. Maybe we have to do this campaign, could you, next year?
Yeah.
We'll take it up and talk about this when the nomination starts.
Yeah, because when the nomination started, I was like, I don't know who I was talking to, but I was like, wow. And the person was like, hey, why don't you put a name on, at least just show your face.
Yes.
just show your face. You don't have to go in there. At least show your face, you know. And I was like, oh, that's quite interesting. But, you know, I felt like it was such a short notice. And it didn't click me, you know, originally. But I think it's a good idea, because if we are able to represent our people up there and gradually make our way up, because
I heard Jacinda speaking on the, I think it was it this weekend or last weekend, to the Muslim community. And the Muslim community were asking questions regarding how do they, how are they going to be able to be involved in the decision making process?
Yes.
And then one of the things you suggested was to get involved in the political system.
Absolutely. So I think one of the, is it what the imam of one of the mosques has put his hands up as a local councillor, one of the, I think in Christchurch, he's put his hand up and he's contesting.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to do.
Yeah.
We can't always stay outside of decision making and be complaining. Yeah. We need to accept this is where we live, and this is where we are. Our kids are growing up here. And so we need to be part of that process. We need to. We need to identify people amongst us, identify areas that we think there's a big African community, and put those people up.
Yeah.
And we can win. And this, it is not very competitive anyway. It's just people putting their signboard up. Some don't even do it.
Yeah, yeah.
The last time I saw this voting, what they did, you see some of them come up with their posters. They stand by the roadside and they show you.
And these
are things we can do them. We can do them. And so please, those of us within our community who are very interested, let's put our hands up and let's do it.
Even like places like the DHB board.
Yes.
You know, the DHB board, because that's where the funding, example, like, I know much about the South Auckland one, because the DHB has got funding and resources available for the, most of the minority groups who are actually struggling. So the board sit down and make a decision and say, you know what, these are the people who are struggling, these are the community who are struggling, let's allocate this amount of money to help bring them and to help address specific health issues. But if we are not there, or if we are not on the board, who's going to speak for us? You know, who's going to bring the issue up for us? And I think that's is something that I think is very important, because we can help in any way. You know, I think one of the ways to start this election, let's read what the people are about. Those who are coming, who want to be the leaders. Let's read about their manifesto, what they are about, what they stand for, and let's vote. And then next year, by then, hopefully, we'll be able to rally enough people to rise up and contest for the next election. Because, like you said, we have to accept the fact that this is our new home, whether we like it or not. Because the concept that we have come, we're going to go back, because we got children who are young. These children are not going to go back home any soon. So we are going to be around for quite a long time. You know, so it's about time that we need to get involved in these local government elections and see how it goes. Yeah, Kwasi.
I will answer.
But you've been here for a very long time.
Is that right?
Long time.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, as you have already said it all anyway. Mm. And next year, maybe we need to start doing a bit of campaign a lot more earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I can say, you know, because now it's already late. But as you say, it's never too late.
Yeah.
So now let's hope for next year. Yeah. And we try to look for somebody who will be willing to go and represent us. And then come together. And say, these are people, men, you know, if it's you. If it's you, yeah. So
just showing our face.
Yeah,
it's going to make a lot of difference.
Especially young ones like you.
Yeah, because the point is, once you're on the ballot, it tells the government that, hey, yeah, this group, because once you're on the ballot, it sends a message that, you know, these people are serious.
Mm.
You know, and I think it's something that we need to be able to really, really consider.
Angifeli doesn't want to be.
I don't know.
As I said, as you first said, that we didn't start the campaign earlier on.
Because has joined us on Facebook.
It's never too late. Next year, maybe we start our campaign.
Yes, I think we need to. We seriously need to think about that, and we can. We need to even think about where people decide to live and how do we get people to live in those areas and how do we get to push people. We need to, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And this is very important.
Mm-hmm.
As a community, we can't just keep complaining.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be seen, you have to put your hand up.
Yeah.
In this country, they call it tall poppy syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
You put your hands up or you don't get noticed. Yeah. So that's what we need to do. Let's identify people who are capable, who can represent us well, and put them up there.
Mm-hmm.
And get them to represent us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Ima, whilst we are here, I'll start with you, the PPE.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've done some research on this, and all these issues are going, some are blaming the president, and some are blaming different people for, you know, Ima, what is your take on what just happened, the Manasseh investigation?
Oh, because you said, once the Manasseh video, William said, a timinipa. Where they could see and them say where they Edin.
Edin.
Yeah.
Na over said they see si man man yena kofo fire be see yena. Ne fa pem nyina ne se de papa ne ye de papa no e dia to no so se waye no nyan nyan ka se waye. But the allegation no so far is a bit damning.
Mm-hmm.
Na say ye man ya kwesi na nado se president na ye de no se wani Ghana se me ba e den be fore fare ya da ko fore. Na ko indo hukra kasa. Ko indo se tama na mels wo ti aban so no. I know what presidency no. O se bu ho das but das tra no pa no. Ano pa wo so de ko tan se eh ya se mu yesi o. Ya se president dey say but e bi ano no kra no. On ti. So na si aye kam wa se de o. Nti e bi ni. Now when mom said the woman said
okay Ima, before you go ahead Uncle Kofi or join us from
Europe or so or join the conversation to ourselves this video and then we will come back
good
yeah.
I think the video is becoming a bit of a problem.
Okay, over Kofi.
Hello. Is it evening or morning at your place? I don't know. Yes, morning.
Evening, Tuesday evening.
Oh, Tuesday evening. Okay. It's like when the time is near, you people will go first be in heaven before us.
Yes.
All right. That is good. Okay. First of all, I'll extend my greetings to your panelists in the studio.
Yeah, thank you very much.
A good job. So just keep it up.
Mm.
I know New Zealand, I think, is, I would say, that place, I would say that is the end of the earth or something.
End of the world. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to share my thoughts on the PPA matter.
Yes.
I heard your friend, one of your panelists, talking about it and yes. How anytime there's an issue like with borders on corruption, the way we bring in president or we tag the name of president, I think it has not been helping Ghana, and more Ghana in any way.
Yes.
And, you know, I think that this PPA matter, there's per se, you know, Manasseh here, you know. Yes, we have to commend Manasseh for doing such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we want from Manasseh.
Mm.
Not that sort of militia documentary or that sort.
Mm.
You know, this is what we want. If you do something that is commendable, we will definitely commend you.
Yes.
But let me come to the matter itself. Sawusha Matana, how it happened? I think it's about time. Ghanaians, we have politicized corruption to the extent that we have never... you call bottom to any corrupt EBR or Ghana because of politicization. Because, you know, when issue like this pops up, now president, the necessary institution, your mandate to say they are in charge of a issue. Now, but not say a German or Saturday, I think it's New Zealand, Holland, it's a corruption issue. People be up, you're politicizing, you know, all the time. They get solution to that matter. And it serves as a deterrent to others who will engage in that corrupt practice. And you know, I think it's a dear president in here, you know, commendable. We have to commend him for doing that. That is the only way of being. And one thing that we have to bear in mind, and say, as a president, you only appoint people, but the people are not angels. Like in Europe or in New Zealand, corrupt is everywhere. But the first thing they do is they allow the institution and the system to work without hindrance, without anything, say, or be try, say, or be manipulating the system, like you see in our country.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
You know, I think, say, this is a very good thing. My Ghana, you know, PPA matter, sometimes we, you know, wrong.
Yes.
So, share all the issues that are popping up, that's for see. All this thing I go through investigative bodies and what am I gonna it you know say corner severe almost on the and they did not find any fault. We shouldn't blame the president.
Yes.
What I said, corruption, Yankasa Ghanaians. Make Ghana, we Ghanaians. We are not I would say Yeah, we are born corrupt. Let me put it that way.
Yes.
Like me, I help MPP a lot. When MPP came to power, people are asking me, Kofi, why are you not going home to chop their money some? I say, look at this.
Yeah.
Because they think that I have helped MPP. I have to go home.
Yes.
Look at this mentality that we have.
Mm.
I have to go home and chop the money some. Look at this one.
Yeah.
This is what people are telling me.
Yeah.
You know, we have this mindset.
Mm.
And you know, there's the good thing is we have to change this mindset of, say, any opportunity that you get in government, and any opportunity that you get, you know, you will take advantage of that.
Yeah.
And say, over here, corrupt. And you know, say, if this situation happens, Sana, sorry, I
don't want you to say over.
And there you see. And I'm in the corner, Wufi. If this situation happens, sir, sir, I'm planning taking this step, sir, we should stop this politicization because we have politicized corruption, sir. My bro, just tell me one. I yet me any solution to it because of politicization.
Yeah.
And you know, we have to say we all will come together, a collective, in fighting corruption. It's not only